So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, let us get Gail on here, because Gail, I think her neighbor's intentions, I think, are pretty good, but it may be a little over the top at this
point.
Okay,
all right.
Good morning, Gail. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Do I sound like a man?
Yes.
A little bit, yes. Mm-hmm. I would definitely be checking your Adam's apple right now.
Okay, all right.
What's up?
Okay, so I don't really know what to do. I've got two children. I have a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old. And I live in a condominium, you know. And two years ago, we have a neighbor who doesn't have any children. It's a woman. She's very lovely, very sweet. And when we first met in the beginning, it was a great neighborly relationship, you know. If I went away, she wouldn't have a problem taking my dog out for me, you know, grabbing our mail when we went on vacation in the summer and stuff like that, or, hey, do you have any baking soda, whatever, you know. So that was great. And then I would say probably January, it started to shift where she started, like, getting, like, little gifty things for my kids. Like, oh, I made some cookies. Well, first it was like, oh, I made some cookies, you know, give your kids, you know, serve a treat for them, it's fine. And then it was, I just picked up these water guns, aren't they cute, blah, blah, blah. This was a little bit earlier than January. Because it started off with, like, small things.
Okay.
And then, and that was fine. And then it started to get into bigger, pricey items.
Mm-hmm. Like, how big are we talking?
Like, we're talking ridiculous. And it was gradual, I will say that. In January, she gave my son an iPad.
Wow. And okay. for what
and
occasion?
A few months later, gave my daughter a, what is it, a laptop.
They came out. Okay.
What?
And, what are you saying? Hold on a sec. What's up?
iPads came out in March.
I'm so uncomfortable with it. I couldn't afford to get it for them. Now, and she doesn't do it where she talks to me first or anything. She just does it on the spot where we're all just there.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids have seen it and they love it.
And there's no occasion for it? She just does it?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's just, she just does it all the time.
So what are you curious about? Like, you just think that she's showing you up, or you think there's some kind of...
I do feel like she's showing me up a little bit. I'm just not really sure how to handle it because, I mean, I want my kids to have those things. I can't afford to give it to them. I'm uncomfortable with someone else providing it. I don't really understand what she wants in return. I don't know. I'm just sort of like...
It's definitely a little presumptuous that she thinks that's okay. But maybe she just has a lot of money and doesn't know what to do with it and just, like, wants to do something nice.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like she's got some sort of intention that's not right?
No, I mean, I don't think so, but I don't understand why I give that kind of a lofty gift.
Hmm. How old is this woman again? I'm sorry.
She's probably, well, she would never say. I'm
going to
guess her early
40s,
maybe.
Oh, so young. She's young. Wow.
All right, 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
What else do you know about this woman? Like,
I'm not
what's
sure
her?
To go with this.
What's her lifestyle like?
Well, you know, she seems She's very active. She's very pretty, and she wears a lot of makeup.
And does she work? Is she?
She works. Oh yeah, she works.
She works a lot. Is she married?
No. She's not married.
Not married. Does she have any children?
No. There's no children.
See, I think that may be what it is. Maybe she feels like she doesn't have kids. Yeah. If she did, she would be buying those things for her kids. Mm-hmm. Your kids are right next door, and she wants to maybe do something nice and sort of, I don't know. I mean, she's definitely stepping on your toes without asking you first, but it doesn't seem like she has bad intentions.
It sounds innocent enough. Like, if this was a conversation and we're talking about, I mean, honestly, the texture would be very different if we're talking about a guy and you had two young daughters and he started giving them some kind of presents. Mm-hmm. I think I'd be a little bit more concerned. Mm-hmm. But maybe the texture of this.
I would start dating him, probably.
No. No, probably not. Not where I was going with that. Hey, Libby, good morning here on the Bird Show. Hi, Libby.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Okay, a little confused, but okay.
Well, I just wanted to kind of say that I know it's a little out there, not too crazy, though, but a different perspective is, unfortunately, sometimes child molesters will have maybe a two-year-long grooming period where they'll give gifts to families and kind of get in good with the kids, you know, so they think that's their friend, and, you know, then maybe sweep in with their bad intentions. Just a thought. Not necessarily saying that's happening, but just a thought.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. I think before you start freaking out about your neighbor being that, I would just have a conversation with her and say, look, it's really nice you doing this, but it's a little much. So I'd rather you not, you know, I'd rather you just not spend that much money on my kids.
Once again, the phone number is 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Go ahead, Nicole.
Hi, Bert. Hi, Melissa. Hey. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I'm an only child. And I had a next-door neighbor who didn't have any children. She wasn't married. She was actually in the military. And she used to spoil me rotten. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I kind of did appreciate that because it was like an outside source of affection, I guess, being an only child. And it's not really that big of a deal because I know my mom had a little bit of an issue with it. All she did was sit down and talk to her about it.
What did your mom say?
Well, I know she, because she was a younger adult, too. My parents were actually older. So she just sat down and told her, you know, if you're going to do something like this, maybe, you know, you need to talk to me about it first. Or instead of buying gifts, maybe you can take her out. Because I know she had horses, so I used to go horseback riding with her all the time. So, you know, maybe instead of buying things, she could tell her, you know, if you want to do something nice, maybe, you know, we can all go somewhere or you know, go somewhere together. And if you want to buy things while we're there, that's not a big deal. But, you know, as long as I'm aware of the situation before it happens, maybe she needs to do that.
Here is Renee saying that maybe we're making a bigger deal out of nada. Hey, Renee, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning. Man. Yeah, I was just like, what is the big deal? Maybe, do they have any family members that are near them, like grandparents or aunts, or is it just the mom being a single mom and this woman sees that the kids... she has extra money. What's the big deal?
Gail, did you hear any of that?
Yeah, I did. I don't have any family near me. No, it's just me.
Are you're a single mom?
Yeah.
Maybe her intentions are good. Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it.
It has everything to do with it.
Let me take one more call and then go ahead.
I just don't want my kids to think that I'm not good enough and I can't give them and I need help and... They look at other people for material things.
Yeah, I can understand how that could make you insecure.
Yeah, but that's a conversation, I think, you just said. Mm-hmm. So what you tell your neighbor.
Right. Here is Lisa. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser also, that has gone through the same situation. Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hi.
Hi.
My children were in the same situation, and I just went to my neighbor and, you know, just said that I was trying to teach my kids responsibility, that they had to work and earn for pricey gifts, and that as much as I appreciated the thought, that it made it difficult. So I made them, you know, do chores for the neighbor to make up, you know, to kind of pay for some of the gifts that had already been given. And the kids were not real excited about it, but they did it. And then I said, you know, any other gifts, they would have to do that. They would have to earn to have those things, and that it kind of made it difficult for them to appreciate that you have to work for things if they were given too many pricey items for free.
So maybe,
and you know, the neighbor accepted it really well. So
that's a great angle on it. That's a great angle. Thanks for calling, Lisa.
I mean, I think instead of like paying them back, it should be more like, well, in gratitude as a thank you, we're going to do your yard work or whatever else. You know, so they're not really like paying for it, or it's a gift. But it's as a return, really having a nice thank you gift that takes some effort.
It's what they can give in return for receiving because they can't afford.
Right.
Any of that make sense to you there, Gail?
Yeah, it did. I like the last one a lot.
Okay. I would celebrate it. I think it's cool.
Yeah, me too.
I want to be your neighbor. That's awesome.
Yeah, can you give us your address?
On Craigslist is what I think. All right, Gail, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Here, Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, a last-minute girls' trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
This is The Bird Show.
So let's go ahead and reset this conversation I had about Stacey yesterday. Man, I mean, most of my day yesterday was fielding messages.
Oh, I bet.
And tweets. And to be honest with you, it was from people that mostly with really good intentions. Like they have gone down this road before, and this is how their marriage or their relationship dissolved. So I think the emails really yesterday were out of concern more than anything else. There was nothing that was mean. Mm-hmm. It was more like, dude, this has happened to me. It happened to my friends. And I see you heading down the same road. You got to stop this. If you missed the show yesterday, I was telling these guys about a friendship that my wife has formed with a man that we work pretty closely with.
That she met after y'all's marriage.
Yes. Yeah. They didn't know each other beforehand. But we all started working with each other, and Stacy and this guy Mike have become very, very close. And it's a relationship that I was uncomfortable with from the start because in my world, relationships with the opposite sex were just never on my radar. I just never really thought it was – I don't know. I just never
– like you make new guy friends, but you don't make new girlfriends unless it's a friend of – the couple.
Right. Which they started to do with me initially, and I was resistant to it. For me, it felt like a little bit too late. Like they were becoming friends, and then they were like, hey, why don't you come on in here and hang out with us, you know? And I sort of gave them the Heisman while this friendship was forming, right? And it did form, and it's gotten to a place where it's pretty intimate. Well, to fast forward, Stacy and I had – it was a source of tension in our relationship for months and months and months. And her attitude on it was, look, man, there is nothing going on between the two of us. Either you trust me or you don't. And my attitude – on it was pretty much, I guess you're right, because either I do or I don't. So let me get in on this relationship and see if we can make it all three of us can hang out together. Now, this was, keep in mind, this happened a year ago. This was all going on last summer. And the only reason why I brought it up yesterday was because we were all three of us were hanging out in Florida over the weekend. And I got my buzz on, and I said something to him about it. I'm like, mm-hmm. I just want to let you know that I really have never been very comfortable with this.
Now, you were down in Florida at the apartment that he and Stacey have there together, right?
And, you know, we talked about it for, I mean, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and I left feeling like, okay, at least I put up the warning flag, and I let him know where we're at.
And what did he say in return?
It was really something like, look, I know where you're at right now, because I have been that guy. His wife screwed around on him, so he knows that kind of pain, and it would never, ever, ever be a possibility. I would also say that he has never given me any reason, and Stacey has never given me any reason at all to make me think it's anything but a friendship. I told you guys that I got all paranoid and insecure about it, so I was checking our texts and all that. There's never been anything except the volume bothered me more than anything that was said.
Amount of text.
And before,
go ahead, keep it real.
No. I just want to, and before, because I think the biggest question on people's minds before you get to the emails is, did Stacey know about that conversation yesterday, and what has her reaction been since yesterday?
She did not. She does not. I don't think. I mean,
she's been out of town.
She's been out of town. Yeah, she's in South Carolina right now, and we talked maybe for 7 minutes yesterday,
dude.
And I certainly won't go and bring it up.
She knows.
I'm just asking because
she knows. No, Stacey's not real good at hiding stuff like that. So if she was upset about it, then she would have said something.
Because that's what people are emailing me about. It was Stacey.
Does she
upset
know about it? We'll
maybe
probably
that
end up talking about it today. It was just one of those days where she had a whole bunch of things going on, and we were checking in, and I didn't bring it up. Remember, this happened a year ago.
Yeah.
She probably didn't want to bring it up because he was lying right next to her. It was uncomfortable.
Whatever. So just a sample of the emails that I got yesterday. 80% of them were, dude, you got to put your foot down. Stop being a wuss about this. There are some lines in the sand that you need to draw. And the other ones were like, dude, she hasn't given you any reason at all to think that she's messing around, so why would you be paranoid about it now? Some of the emails. I believe no matter what people try to make you think, you know your wife, and she has never given you a reason to think that she would cheat on you, so why start now? Trust your wife is smart enough and loves you enough that if he does overstep or try anything, that she will back off on her own. And here's the thing that I know more than you guys do is, like, I've known this guy for a year now, and through that year, I just sort of don't think it's possible.
Okay.
And, you know, Jeff even came in the office yesterday and he said to me, dude, if we were talking to a Burt Show listener right now, mm-hmm. take yourself out of the situation, what advice would you give to that Burt Show listener? And I honestly had to say, there's a whole bunch of red flags there.
Mm-hmm. I think you should call us on the voice disguiser, but then run back into the studio after.
So give myself advice.
You should propose the question and then, you know, run in from Joanna's office, say your answer, run back.
Although I think it's very sweet that you trust your wife, expletive with an S happens. Third parties don't work in a marriage. I think you are doing the right thing by trusting her. That's what it's all about. Being married should not prevent you from having friendships outside of your marriage, period. The other one, the analogy Jen referenced this morning was exactly right. You need to keep your marriage strong with walls, and if outside sources are causing windows, then you need to eliminate that, period. Your marriage and kids are worth far more than a friendship. Stacey's being selfish if she doesn't see that. The other ones, give her a break. She doesn't seem to want to go down that road, but your insecurity about her friendship says more about what you think of your relationship than her friendship with him.
Wow.
Putting it on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at the end of the day yesterday, I was looking at him and I responded to a whole bunch of them, and I kind of feel the same way today that I did yesterday. And I know the emails are going to come in again, but my feeling is this, is like, if they end up screwing around on each other, and I really believe that's not going to happen, I would rather err on the side of trusting my wife than controlling her. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me, Jen. I see the look. Go, go. I'm asking you guys.
It's not...
Well, it's your, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to handle your relationship, and everybody's is unique. So to make a blanket statement about everybody should do it this way is incorrect. I really do believe that there's a lot of different ways to be married. I do believe there's a lot of different ways to have a relationship that works for both of you. So if that's what works for you, but, you know, I guess it just concerns me if they're spending a lot of time together alone.
I don't think they're spending a lot of time together alone. I know that they text each other a lot, but there's not a lot of time that they're alone together.
I guess not. I mean,
they're not like going out on dates or hanging out like that. I mean, he lives in Florida. We live here, so they rarely see each other. But I think there's still a lot of communication. It's basically, it's becoming a almost it's a second tier best friendship, except it's with a guy.
But if it's going to constantly bother you, it's going to be constantly brought up. It's going to cause more and more fights as it continues to go on. So why not just cut off the friendship now, or have her cut off the friendship now rather than wait until later where it really bothers you?
This is almost a retro conversation, though, because it really wasn't bothering me up until I talked to him about it on Saturday. And the more emails I got yesterday, because we've been fine. The relationship has sort of developed and I've embraced it. Have I ever been 100% comfortable with it? No.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely not. But again, I'd rather err on the side of, like, I trust my wife. I really do, y'all.
But remember the conversation.
I know it might sound naive, but I just trust her.
Remember the conversation that we had yesterday? Like, you know how Melissa likes to do her news sitting on my lap? And that bothered and that bothered Jessica, you know. But I and so I had to put a stop to that. God, I mean, it seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
But I had to
this
put a stop
5 years ago.
But I had to put a stop to that only because it bothered out of respect for Jessica.
Sure,
right. You know, and I had no feelings toward Melissa, and she clearly had them toward me. But
when I was sitting on your lap doing the news, I could tell you did. But whatever.
I mean, I think there's just as many strong calls about this today as there was yesterday. I think that...
And I'm not going to take them because they are the exact same calls from yesterday. It's like, basically, I know what the prevailing attitude is. It's like, I've been there. You got to draw a line in the sand. If you're not 100% comfortable with it, Stacey should respect that. That part, the whole... In this whole thing, the only part of this that really doesn't sit well with me is in those initial couple of months when I said to her that I was uncomfortable with it, that she dug in and didn't respect that. You know, now fast forwarding, everything's fine in the relationship. But had the roles been reversed, I do feel like I would have gotten out of that friendship.
Well, and what have you guys always said about guy friends? Are guys really friends with girls just to be their friend? Or is it... I don't know. I mean... When I was single and was hanging out with my guy friends, you and Jeff gave me a whole bunch of crap that those guys didn't just want to be my friends.
I agree with that.
That they wanted to sleep with me, right? But I still hung out with them as guy friends, and they didn't sleep with me, and I was trying to defend that. But you guys were saying, oh, no, guys never hang out with women just to be their friends.
Even if that was the case. Even if that was the case, and I really do not believe that his intention is to sleep with my wife. But even if it was, at the end of the day, even with you and all your single guy friends, don't you have a say on it? If one of those guys comes on to you, can't you define the relationship? I'm putting my trust in my wife to do that if something like that ever happens.
Regardless of his intentions.
Regardless, which I think are good, which I'm almost positive are good. But if not, then my only line of defense is my trust in my wife, and I do.
It's true.
You know what we should do is just give out her BlackBerry email address and let listeners send comments directly to her. So she's probably asleep right now, just so that's what she sees when she wakes up and then has some time to think about it before y'all talk later today.
You always give me such great advice to bond me and Stacey together. Thanks for always looking out for
no
us.
Problem.
I appreciate it.
This is The Bert Show.
So I say I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls' trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Let us go to the phones. Good morning, Brandon. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, Burt. Hey, listen, I got a quick question. I know Jeff, technical Jeff, ain't there, but I just drove past a AT&T store. Yes. And there are people that have been sitting out there since 6 o'clock this morning, wrapped around the building.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious what was going on.
Yeah, we're going to actually call Dutch here in about 1 second. The new iPhone comes out today,
iPhone
right?
iPhone 4, yeah.
iPhone 4 comes out
today. Yeah,
today,
because we've talked and you've seen stories about the pre-orders and the fact that the white new iPhone is the one, that's the one you want to get, but it's already sold out. But yeah, they're around the block because they're trying to get that new iPhone.
So if they're
okay, well, thank you.
If they're waiting in line today, did they already pre-order and they just want to get it in their hands faster?
We'll talk to Dutch because that's my assumption.
I think so.
They just want to have it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to me, man. I guess maybe we've just been doing this job too long, or we're getting up too early. That those morning hours are just too precious to me. Like if I pre-ordered something, I'm not getting it till 11 in the morning if I know it's there.
Right.
Why are you getting up at 5? Why are you standing in line for something you pre-ordered?
It's like Christmas morning.
I know.
We're assuming.
With it.
I don't know. I don't know how the process of that worked, actually.
I don't either.
Our producer Tracy is calling Dutch right now, who works here at the radio station also, and he was out there like at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to get his hands on it. See,
that's
now,
awesome.
I can understand it if like you're first in line and there are few of these to get, so you have to be there early, but pre-ordering it?
Again, I don't know if these are the pre-order line. I have no idea because I don't have an iPhone. But I can see that it is limited.
How cool these are.
Yeah, it's limited. There's still limited supply for sure.
Here's Dutch now. Hey, Dutch.
Hello.
Hey, man. What's going on? You're on now.
I am in line here. I'm about 50 people deep from the store. I can actually see the store in front of me.
That's cool.
Okay, you said 60 people deep right now?
50 people deep.
And at which mall?
I'm at the Perimeter Mall.
Perimeter Mall right now. And here's where we're confused. Did you pre-order one of these phones? Like, is your name on a list? Are you guaranteed the phone today?
Yes.
And you're still in line early.
Yes, because the reserve line is still about 200 people deep.
Whoa.
The reserve line is 200 people deep. But if you go like midday sometime today, like at lunch, don't you think you'd just be able to walk right up and get it?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. If you saw the phone that I'm talking to you guys on right now, you would understand why I'm here.
Why? Do you have like this old school, like 1980s combat phone type deal?
It's it's the first generation iPhone with a shattered screen that's got packing tape on it so the glass doesn't cut me.
It's pretty bad.
I've seen it. It's bad. It's taped up. It's like a Christmas present.
So you're afraid if you didn't stand in line for the phone you already reserved that they would give it or sell it to somebody else?
Part of it is the experience, because I did not do this on the first round. Like I'm an early adopter as far as technology goes, but in the second part of that is that I realized that it's going to be available in another couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never experienced this kind of craziness before for a product, and I had to come out and see it for myself, especially in a phone that I really wanted.
All right, so explain to us exactly what's going on in that line, what time you got there this morning. Really paint a picture for us.
I basically got here at 5 o'clock in the morning, and my story is a little bit scary because we got here at 5 o'clock, and I'm with Rhett from our video department. We both came down here. And come up to the mall. We came out in front of the Bloomingdale's entrance. And there's probably about 30 people in line or so. So I was like, all right, cool, I'm in. Red shows up, talks me into going to this other entrance because he said there was nobody over there and it may be easier to get through or whatever. We go over to this other entrance, and the door was open to get into the mall. So we were like, yes, some guy was holding the door. We get into the mall. We come down. We're sitting in front of the Apple store at about 5:15 in the morning. And then mall security comes and kicks us out of the mall.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Could you just kill him?
Basically, yeah. There's a ton of people. Not a ton. There's probably about 10 of us that were running in here to the mall. We were at the front of the store all excited. Get kicked out of the mall, then have to go back around to the Bloomingdale's, and then I'm another, 30 people back.
It
sounds like... But I'll tell you what, there are two lines. there's the reserved line, which is about maybe 250 now people back. Mm-hmm. And then there is the non-reserved line. And that one, I'm telling you, is at least 500 people. It's wrapped around the mall.
Is that right?
I could see it.
Okay. So I was, because I knew that pre-orders, they had put a suspension on pre-orders. So they still will have iPhones ready to just walk up and buy today?
From what I understand, there was an Apple guy here. He wouldn't get on with me. But I'm trying to get that confirmed, whether or not if you have a reserved phone, you can still come later in the day. I'm sure that's the case. When I reserved it, I reserved mine through the Apple app, actually, online, mm-hmm. or on my iPhone. And it reserved the phone for me in the store on today's date. And I wasn't sure whether or not it would actually be, if I could go tomorrow and they would still hold it, or if they would let that go to somebody who hadn't reserved one.
And they probably like the ambiguity of the whole thing. Like, they want you to not be sure and show up and cause this commotion. And, you know, maybe there's going to be 10 extra that they would sell if you're not pre-ordered, or maybe there's 1,000 extra, or maybe there's 10,000 extra, but they want it to be, you know, just
exclusive, a little bit gray.
Yeah.
Exclusive. We as Americans respond mm-hmm. to exclusivity.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
This is a question that I would ask Jeff if he was here, because he's sort of the techie on the show and all. But what does this phone do that's so special that people are lining up at 5 in the morning?
Well, there's a couple different things. There's operating software, which you can get on the earlier versions of the phone, the 3GS, which is a huge plus. But it's got a front-facing camera. Something you can do is called FaceTime, so you can literally do video conferencing from the phone as long as you're near Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So, kind of like if you're on GChat or video chat or Skype, you can do that from your iPhone whenever you're near Wi-Fi.
That's going to make driving so much fun.
Yeah.
Where you could actually look down at your screen and talk to your friends while you're driving in your car. That is awesome.
That's right.
No more texting. We can talk to each other. That's great.
I think this
you've got to have Wi-Fi because AT&T can't keep up. But eventually it'll go, worldwide. Part of the other things are just the fact of what it's made out of. And like I said, the software and the screen also is the highest resolution screen ever available on phones.
And it's HD video, right?
Yeah, you can shoot video just like a flip cam. You can actually shoot video and edit it. They've made editing software where you can shoot and edit your videos directly on the phone and then upload it to YouTube, Facebook, or whatever.
Look at Wendy's over here smiling ear to ear. Like, can't wait to get your hands on one of these things.
I wish I could afford one right now, but no, it's a cool camera. And it's got a flash on this camera, so the iPhone right now has no flash.
How much does this one cost?
It's $199 or $299, depending on how much space. All 16 gig or 32.
This is a nice first world problem to have. Oh, my God. No, I'm not going to be able to get my hands on the new iPhone. Oh, no. I'm standing in line. All right, dude. Thanks for filling us in, man. Are you glad you got up that early to do it?
You know, I am. I'm telling you, I've been living with this phone for months now. And
I understand.
I'm so excited.
He wants to see
my
his
friends.
Screen.
I understand.
I just respect my sleep time too much to get up that early and stand in line for something, especially that's on reserve already.
Well,
but if you're into it, you're into it,
his
man.
His phone looks like a packing, like, present.
It's
like,
really
it is
bad.
Like, taped up. Like, I can understand the cracked screen and having it for months and months and having to have it taped. So I get it.
When Dutch was describing all the features of the phone, it was like Wendy was getting really amped up as if it were foreplay.
Seriously?
Like, she's that excited about it.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls' trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Carl here has got a little beef with his sister right now. Not a major beef, just it's an annoyance more than it is a beef.
Very annoying beef. Okay. And I think she has to be the only person in the, I would say the world now, that doesn't have this. It's 2000.
Don't challenge our listeners because they'll call up. They'll all be on her side.
Well, they may not be able to here.
2010. Okay. What are they going to call up? Call on. She doesn't have a cell phone, y'all.
That's crazy.
Wait, what?
A cell phone. Now, my sister has four kids.
Yeah. Imagine this, right. Wendy. Wendy, especially. Imagine this, a world without no mobile phones, no cell phones, no way to connect immediately. You have to walk into an establishment or your own home and use what we used to call a landline.
What's a landline?
Does she use pay phones?
No, she uses a. And the thing is, she has an She has like an iPhone. No, not an iPhone, but an iTouch. And she'll text me as if she's on a phone, but I can't call her. It's just like the most irritating thing is like, I mean, this is my older sister. She's the one that's all into all kinds of electronics. She's like the engineer, electronical type of person in the family next to me. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. I asked her for questions. I asked her questions about electronics, mm-hmm. and she doesn't have a cell phone.
Is she just one? Because from time to time, you'll meet these people that just dig in for the sake of digging in. Like, the world is so connected.
Right.
I'm not getting a cell phone no matter what. And even though she knows it would make her life so much easier, she'd be more connected and safer, she's digging in on principle.
And that's the most irritating part of why she's doing it, because she doesn't want to get taken away by it. She wants to stay involved when it comes to all electronics. Like, she's real involved. She knows how to work everything, but she just refuses to succumb to just the accessibility of a cell phone. She has four children. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on now. Four kids. And then she got me calling her. I'm just trying to call her and just say hi at one time. I've never been able to catch her at the house phone because she has four kids
running
around.
She's got soccer practice, football practice, drama class.
Like, you almost want to say, well, it's safer to have a cell phone, which it is.
Right.
But for how many years were we parenting without them? You can do it. Mm-hmm. It can certainly be done.
Right. The majority of our history, we have not had a cell phone.
Maybe she's setting a new trend. Maybe this is going to be the backlash from being too connected, as people all of a sudden not having phone numbers.
I do get it. I am telling you, this weekend, I put my cell phone down and I put it away. We were, my wife and I had to go down to St. Augustine for some business meetings on Thursday night and Friday morning. And then, or Friday night also. And then we drove back up to South Carolina to go hang with the kids all weekend. And I said, you know what? I didn't see the kids Thursday. I didn't see them Friday. I'm away all week now. And the only time I get to see my kids is on the weekend. So I turned it off, I put it in my backpack, and I let it be. I felt so free, y'all.
What happened?
Weirdest thing. I felt
the world didn't come to an end.
It didn't come to an end.
I heard if you do that, though, then gravity stops affecting you and you float away.
I don't think it did, unless I was living in some kind of lost sideways world. But you can the focus that I had on my kids just when I turned it off and put it out of reach, like the focus. Everything in the world slows down for me when I don't have this thing even on.
See, I think the thing with your sister is, like with cell phones, people don't have, there's no boundaries. Like with a house phone, you kind of feel bad, you'd feel bad about calling somebody after a certain time at night because you knew they were at home with their families. With a cell phone, those boundaries have been thrown out the window and people feel that they can call you 24/7. It doesn't matter because you should be accessible to them all the time if you got a cell phone. And then if you don't answer the phone, they get mad at you.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And she is that type. She's like, she's not materialistic at all. She's real basic. She keeps her, has real beautiful long hair, throws it in a ponytail. I mean, she's a real basic person. And it just, I'm like, Tracy, man, will you please just get a cell phone? Yeah. You don't even have to use it. Just get it and I can leave a message.
No, that's worse. That's worse. Because when my mom and I were talking to each other, she had a cell phone, but would never turn it on. So it always went to voicemail. Or when she was in the cab, she'd turn it on just to make one phone call.
Cut it off.
And then she'd turn it off.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what my parents do, or they did, until I actually yelled at them once because they were coming through the airport. And we were meeting, like we were connecting to go on the same flight or whatever. And they were coming in from New York. Their flight was late. They called me. They said, "Here, meet us here." And I said, "Oh, Mr. Kong, call him right back." Right to voicemail. What do you do? And then their logic is, "Well, I don't want to get dinged for the minutes." Well, you're
just,
not on it.
You just tell. You know what?
They never charge minutes nowadays.
No, you just tell,
so I can talk to you.
Yeah. Not with Metro PCS. Just tell Tracy to call me. That way, she won't have to worry about that.
I feel your pain, man. It's more of a convenience for you than it is for her, probably. But it's still
what it is. I mean, how many times have you called a house phone and left a voice? Mail nowadays.
I haven't.
Wendy.
Shoot a quick text. Nobody even has them anymore.
It actually startles me if our home phone rings. Oh my God, what is that?
What is that?
What's going on?
Somebody's dead!
I wouldn't even know where to find it in the house. I don't think we have one anymore.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.